Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26 and ending the chapter in verse 40. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 26, as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk along beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" Editor's note: modern scholars have discovered that chapter 27 was not in the original manuscripts of the book of Acts, especially with the new discovery of older manuscripts that date around the time of the events. Typically, the different translations still keep it in, but as a footnote. The New Living Translation also keeps verse 27 in chapter 8's footnotes. End of note. Verse 27 says, quote, "You can," Philip answered, "if you believe with all your heart." And the eunuch replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." End quote. Editor's note: let's continue on with the rest of chapter 8, starting in verse 28 to verse 40. End of note. He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Once again, that was Acts chapter 8 verses 26 through 40 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. If we are willing and ready, the Holy Spirit will lead us to be witnesses to people who are ready to talk about Jesus. Philip was led to an official from Ethiopia who was ready to be a follower of Christ. The Spirit had already been doing most of the work in this man's life, and he just so happened to be reading from Isaiah about the suffering of God's servant. He had some questions but no one to answer them. Right then, Philip showed up and explained the passage. It was the Ethiopian who suggested that Philip baptize him. This is less of a story about Philip and more a story about the Spirit working in a person's life. He is the same Spirit working in lives today. The Holy Spirit is working in people's lives, preparing the way for our little words of instruction, encouragement, and care. The main burden is not on us. God is speaking to people every day, calling them to make choices and know His love. By the time we show up, a lot of the work has been done. It is not your job to make someone love or obey Christ. Your role is to be a witness, to point to Jesus and share what you have learned in your walk with Christ. You may plant a seed or water it, but it is God who makes it grow. This can take the pressure off what we call, quote, evangelism, end quote. You are part of a longer process. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What can you learn about evangelism from these verses? Will you make a commitment today to be available for the Spirit to take you away from your plans and into His work in people's lives? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.